This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Friday morning, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, and our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right, looking at weather right now, it's 58 down on the island in Galveston, and looks like today, partly cloudy skies, high near 65. Winds will be east-northeast 5 to 10. Right now, they're about 3 out of the north, and then for tonight, a few passing clouds, low near 55. Winds will be south-southeast 5 to 10. For tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, high of 68, north at 5 to 10. So, beautiful forecast, especially leading on into the weekend. Just warmer temperatures, looks really good. And tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have four of them. We're sitting on a high right now. That occurred at 3:11 a.m. It was a 1.2. And then a low coming up at 10:20 a.m., a negative 0.2. Then a high this evening at 5:12 p.m., an 0.9. And 10:15 p.m. is our low, an 0.4. Sunrise this morning, 6:45 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:18 p.m. And our moon phase is a new moon. We're on zero visibility right now. Looking at current conditions around the complex, it's pretty nice. Looks like Galveston Channel, it's 56 degrees down there with 57-degree water with a northeast wind at 1. And at Eagle Point, it's 58 with 58.8-degree water, north wind 5 to 6. And at Morgan's Point, it's north-northwest at 6, 56-degree air temperature, 56-degree water. So barometric pressure steady at 30.12 inches. So pretty nice morning. Looks good to me. I like it. Not having to put jackets on to go anywhere now. Pretty cool. All right, well, let's run over to the Tri-Bay area and check in with the old hammer this morning, Captain Glenn Hammond, see what he's up to in his neck of the woods. Glenn, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much, buddy. It's kind of quiet this morning down here in Surfside.
Yeah, nice morning. Very nice.
It is 7 miles an hour northwest. Just a little bit, 58 degrees. You're right on the money.
Well, that'll work. Well,
I got to get out on Wednesday, and it was the prettiest day of the week, I believe, Captain Mickey. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Very nice. Very nice.
Really was. Now, we didn't get an early start. We got out there about noon, and fished till like 3:30. I think it was 3:30. We got back to the house at 4 o'clock. So, but I had my two elderly friends, Henry that's 83 and Mickey that's 82, and they've been best of friends since college. And these guys, man, they could have cared less if they caught a fish or not. They just want, they enjoying the moment, you know, enjoying.
Yeah. I just hope outside. I can get in a boat when I'm 82.
Well, one of them was a challenge. One of them was a challenge, but we did it. And we make
He's
sure.
He's still doing it, though. Right? I got to give him credit for that. He's diabetes. Still going.
Yeah, he is. Bless his heart. And, you know, he said that when you get 80 years old, everything starts happening. That's when it all started for him.
Well, 80 I years disagree. Old. 70 was my turning point.
Yeah, me too.
Lost a
me
step too. Or two there, Ace.
Still stepping. But I made every cast for them, and they got Henry ended up catching a 26 3/4 inch red.
I bet he
gave
liked
him a
that.
Yeah, good old bite. Weighed right. I put the BOGOs on it. It's 7 pounds. Good old solid fish. And he bought that booger for a while. And, you know, that was the only keep that they had. But when they left my house that afternoon, they went straight home, took one of those fillets out, and cooked it. And it fed Henry, his wife, and Mickey, all three of them. And he said there was fish left over off of one fillet.
Yeah.
Hey, but that's
big
the way they
eaters.
Do it. For, there ain't none for putting it in the freezer. You know what I mean? It's either fresh or nothing.
I'm
fresh
with you. Or nothing. There's a big difference.
I am too, buddy. No more freezing fish for me, man. It goes right in a skillet. But let's see. But the water was decent. I think we had between 62 and 64 degrees. It was pretty decent. The tide had just stopped when we got out there at noon and started coming in. And yeah. It was a changing of the tides. Everything was slow, just slow, slow, slow. Even they requested live shrimp on the boat, so I put them a quarter on the boat and they were popping corks and just nothing here, nothing, man. That one red, and then we caught, like, I think 3 undersized reds and 2 undersized trout, and that was it for the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it just didn't materialize, but I don't know. Everything else, it seems like all the stars were lined up, you know.
Well, right now it's a bite window thing, you know. You got to be there when they go off, and then the rest of the time it's
right.
I'm hearing that.
Yeah, tight little windows.
That's it.
Tight
small bite window. One early and one late.
But all they kept saying is just, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful day, man. It was absolutely going to feel the southeast wind blowing off the beach. And then it started blowing quite a bit before we got back in. But
yeah,
because, you know, that little weak, we had a little weak front come through here yesterday. And about as fast as it came through here, it was gone. I looked up and there's a buttermilk sky, man. That front done cleared the coast. Now we got the little
bit
of
a buttermilk sky.
Well, it's
I've heard you say that before. I was afraid to ask.
All right. It's when that you look up and that sky is just polka dotted with little bitty dots of clouds, white clouds.
Okay.
And that's what it represents is the front has cleared the coast. It's telling the old timers that, hey, if you want to plant your garden in the next 3 or 4 days, we got mild weather coming up. And that's about the biggest part I got out of that buttermilk part is it always happens right after that front clears the coast. And it was, like I said, it was a little weak front. You couldn't even hardly feel the wind blowing. It didn't make any difference. I ran around in short sleeve all day yesterday. So really nice. And hopefully it's going to be that way again. We got a little chilly this morning outside, 58, but it's all doable. I'm going to get my nephew and his wife out tomorrow morning and Melinda and take them with them. And they're going to go out and help them pick up some crab traps if we can find. Hopefully, we don't find any.
Crab trap roundup.
Yeah, they're having it down at San Luis Pass is the main station point or drop-off point or meeting point or whatever.
Drop them off, yeah.
Right, but anyway, that's going to be going on all day Saturday. And they've gave them since, I think, March 22nd till now to pick them up and get them out of there, all the crabbers and everything, get theirs. They give them a couple of weeks. And then now, anything left over, buddy, get them out of there because all they do is keep killing. So that's a good deal. Anyway, that'll be happening at San Luis Pass County Park on Saturday morning. If anybody wants to chip in, help out, they can call down there and find out the information. But as we got it going on around here, our bait camps, man, they're holding some beautiful shrimp this time of year.
Right.
Plenty of bait at all the bait camps. Everything but croakers, you're not going to get them this time of year. You know, but the shrimp, yep, plenty of live ones down here. Bait camps are doing good. And that's about, we didn't, I had no croakers, no whiting, no sheephead, no drum. You know, I was going, surely something that they were locked up or they just wasn't there. You know,
because there's plenty of drum this year because a lot of guys I know, they're wade fishing, they're catching drum on lures. You know, pub drum.
Yeah, that's, I went Tuesday afternoon, went down to the pass to the fish cleaning table, and there was a couple of guys, and they had been using dead bait, and they were cleaning all kind of stuff, man. It was sheephead, drum, and I don't know, they might have had a whiting or two, but they didn't have any reds or trout. Mm. They were cleaning those drum up, man, so cleaning those little baby drum.
Yeah, my grandfather, he loved fishing for them drum, man. He was,
but that, you know, they pound for pound, that's a fighting fish.
They fight they good, they taste good. He liked them. Mm-hmm. He really did.
They're all head and shoulders, and they put that head down, and they get that old big old wide tail working, and man, oh man, can they
scoop
through the water.
I like them whiskers on their bottom lip, on their chin.
Yeah. you can always tell them when you're old rubber lippers, you know.
Yep.
You know, those drum got those rubber lips.
Well, anyway, I'm always real, you know, drum run season.
I just rip their lips off of them, man. We don't keep any fish. We're very, very careful on trying not to make them bleed and get them back in the water ASAP and that kind of thing. Anything we can do to help our environment, you know, and our little habitat around here, that's what we do. I'm glad they're having that crab shack clean up, man. If anybody's ever got one stuck around there, let me tell you, I had to get out of the boat. My motor came to a dead stop one day. I went, what the heck? And I trimmed up, and all I could see was just wire wrapped all around that lower unit.
Like,
buddy,
a wired snow cone. Boy, you better have a good pair of cutting dikes.
Man, luckily I had me some Kleins and a pair of dikes on the boat. And I had to get out of the boat and get back there. And literally, it took me about 30 minutes to. And that's a mess. And luckily, my prop or lower unit or something didn't get damaged. But it can happen, man. They're just old pieces of discarded stuff that people don't put proper buoys on, or the buoy breaks off or whatever. They just get lost.
Well, a lot of times they get washed around in storms, and then. Then the crabbers can't find them.
Drug off course.
And then the ropes rot out, and mm-hmm. then they're unmarked. And
kill. Whatever goes in there is bait for the next thing, you know.
Right.
But anyway, they got them, the traps now. They got little 3-inch holes on there where the little baby crabs can make their way out. You know, they make them the way they sell them now at the stores. They got like,
They've got a 3-inch hole or 2.5, whatever it is, and
right.
It lets the smaller ones get out. But now, mm-hmm. you know, that twine that you're supposed to put on them when you close them up, mm-hmm. you know, with the hook, it'll only last so long, it'll rot, and it'll open a trap up where they can get out.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Hey, you know, I love crabs, but I love our bays and all the other animals, too, that get hung up in it, man. I've heard of all kind of stuff come out of those traps. I mean, there's there's anhinga or water turkeys, and they're swimming underwater, man. Their head goes in, and they get hot, hung up in
it. Good for them. Maybe we ought to put more out, get rid of them water turkeys. That's the nastiest bird that God put on this planet right there. I cannot stand them. You talk about eating your fishery up. Oh, my gosh.
You got me laughing, but you're exactly right.
No, seriously. A cormorant will eat twice his weight a day in fish.
And dude, they're aggressive fishermen, to say the least. There's a spot over here behind Dow Chemical in this bio, and they all hang out on the high lines waiting for a school or something to come through there. And you'll look down in the water, and there'll be 300 of them water turkeys all going swimming, in a frenzy. But yeah, they're nasty.
They'll wipe out an area. No end to it. All right, Hammer. Well, hey, buddy, somebody wants to call you about coming over to the Tri-Bay area and fishing with you. Give them some info how they can get a hold of you, man.
Yes, sir. They can always reach me at 713-208-0683. Thanks, Captain Mickey. Y'all have a great day, buddy.
Glenn, you have a good one, buddy. Good talking to you.
I'll see you, man. Okay.
All right, later. All right, that's the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area. Well, you know, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentations, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground up construction. Allied has you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated to let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 419 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County Reservoir now, and let's talk a little bass fishing with Bob Green. Bob, what's up?
Good morning.
Hey, man.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm good, buddy.
It's a little cooler this morning.
Y'all yeah, good. A little front cool things down a little, dried up the air or something. So, hey, no fog.
And had some good weather to fish in this week. Tuesday was good.
I was thinking about you Tuesday and Wednesday. I said, man, I bet you Bob's out there pounding on them.
Oh, gosh, I tell you, us and 100 others. You know,
I kind of figured that too.
And when that nice weather came in, shoot, boy, everybody showed up. So.
Coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, there was some good reports and some that, you know, said they'd fished all day without a bite. I'm thinking, wow.
Goodness.
It was just, there was, of all the fish that we caught Wednesday, there was only one fish that I could actually tell you was a female in the bunch, and it was a smaller fish.
Right.
It looked like they'd all of these males had, you know, had moved up a little bit. And I heard a couple people say, well, they had to go out 10 or 12 feet to catch them, that it had pushed them off a little bit. And that makes sense. We talked about that last week, that they'll move out a little bit. And that maybe the females may have been holding off a little further than what we were fishing, because we were fishing anywhere from 2 to 4, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we started off with, and I tell you, it made a difference on the size of the bait we threw, we were throwing 3/8 like chatterbaits, the difference between throwing the one that had the silver blade versus the clear one. Made a difference. I mean, just as soon as I switched one over, the guy started catching fish on it. So just a minor change in it.
Right.
It actually went from white to a clear silvery skirt on it. And of course, you know, that lasted. It stayed overcast Wednesday, I guess, till about 9:30 or 10. And then after that, you know, when they quit hitting that, we just switched over to the little shaky head, and we were throwing a little 4-inch yum dinger in a watermelon red color on a little heavier jig head, because most of the grass that seems to be out there right now is mostly, you know, either marine naiad, which will, you know, they'll work through that stuff pretty good. Just kind of hopping around. There's one thing I wanted to try and I didn't, was a swim bait, because, you know, a lot of times this time of year, or actually even later when the shad start spawning, also you can throw that little swim bait out there in color. You can throw that the regular white or a little silvery clear.
Mm-hmm.
or one of those. But we actually, it's the first time this year that we actually caught a shad on the end of the hook. So there was enough bait in there that you run through some and snag one. Now, usually April, May, that's not uncommon. You can throw out there and snag a shad that's up shallow several times. But no, it was. I think the biggest fish we caught was 3.5. It was some smaller fish around that area that we were fishing. So
yeah,
but it's I think we had two fish that had the black marks on them. You know, that they get this time of year. Had
yeah,
spots
that hormonal imbalance or whatever they call when they develop those spots before spawn or during it. Yeah.
Right, and we'll catch them like that probably right toward the end of May or something like that, and they'll start losing those spots again. But, you know, they start showing up like that usually around the end of January, the middle of January, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And really haven't, usually we catch more than that by now. So
Well, I think this cold winter had something to do with it, two Arctic blasts like that.
I think you're right, because I don't think they expected this one to go, it went 3 days, if I'm not mistaken.
Long time. I mean, it was all week long. It was, really cold for 3 days, but, pretty cold for 5 or 6 days. That plummeted those water temps.
Well, that was the other thing, is the water temp was, it was there for a while. I didn't even look at the water temp because we had started catching fish pretty quick. And it was 65 to 67, which really surprised me that it didn't get any colder than that. Maybe if I'd been fishing the weekend before, it would have may have been a little cooler than that. That's what it was after. Because every afternoon we were getting sunshine, Monday and Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah, ours got down in the low to mid-40s.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that was. Yeah, up here they probably had all three units running.
We don't have a big power plant warming the bay like you do. That's a big bonus about Fayette.
Yeah. We're still under precipitation. I got two ponds. I don't know the difference between Leadbetter and LaGrange is only like 25 miles, but there's the lake's still up. I mean, that's not from rainwater. Of course, you never know when they're going to pump water in, when they're not, or when they're going to draw down or not. So we're just at the mercy of that. But, yeah, the water's up good. But there again, 25 miles away, ponds are in bad shape. Not dry, but, I mean, they're still, you can tell they're down low, 3 foot or so. Yeah. So I only expect it getting better. I don't know. Hopefully these blasts are over with. I mean, it's a lot cooler this morning than it was yesterday.
I don't know what the weather is today. Get the 70s and sunshine and, partly cloudy, mostly sunny.
Yeah. I haven't looked far enough ahead for next week. I know we're fishing next week with three of my regulars that book a day every week for about 2.5 months. So, we'll see what the weather holds for us. I mean, I heard something about some severe storms, but I think I was half asleep when I heard that.
Tuesday, it's supposed to be south at 30 with 60% chance of thunderstorms. On Tuesday, Wednesday's northwest at 25, a norther. Then Thursday, it goes right back to southeast. Temperatures aren't going to drop much at all. And then we'll have a southwest on Friday, then another north wind on Saturday. So that's two fronts in 4 days towards the end.
Yeah.
So.
That may be a good day.
Pacific fronts.
Yeah, but I hear you say 30.
South wind at 30 on Tuesday is what they're calling for. Pumping south wind. Actually, it starts picking up. Looks like, according to this, Sunday's going to be southeast 25. 20% chance. South at 20 on Monday, 30%. And then south at 30, 60% on Tuesday. Then northwest at 25. So there's about 4 days there in a row that are going to be windy from three different directions.
Well, I tell you what, that southwest, that's a fun one to try to put the boat on the trailer.
Yeah, you'll have that on Friday next week before that front hits on Saturday.
I think it just took care of my week. But like I say, you never know.
Keep an eye on it. It is just a prediction.
They've been pretty accurate on their predictions here lately. So must have some new weather information machines or whatever. But pretty much go by it. I don't know. Anytime that wind blows like that, I don't have that locking trolling motor, so you get to fight it with the handle.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm still old school. I hadn't upgraded yet. I just can't find the extra $2,000 to $3,000 to throw into one,
Oh, I tell you,
It's tough over here on this side of town.
I've thought about it and thought about it, and I'm thinking, well, I could probably go with the 81-pound thrust instead of 24-volt. And I'm thinking, no, you always want more, not less. And after running a 112-pound thrust, I don't know if it would,
That's what I run. 36-volt, 112, 60-inch shaft.
I think this may be a 52 or something.
I got to find me a trolling motor puck for my trolling motor. Mine finally broke. Plastic there where it, where you wrap the big hose clamp around it around the lower unit. That thing finally failed.
That little deal there.
Yeah, and I'm deciding on whether to get me a big time transducer, for side imaging and all that. I don't know.
Yeah. And what machine do you have up there?
I've got a HDS 9 on the front.
Yeah, those side imaging and all are, that's some, the side imaging, I don't think you don't have to. No, it's that's a long transducer. I don't know if they have a short.
I wish I could find one for a Minn Kota. I know the Lowrance trolling motors, they have that nose cone deal that just slips over the bullet, on the lower unit itself. But I don't think I can find one to fit a Minn Kota. I'll have to talk to that guy out here on the Gulf Freeway, see what he's got.
Yeah. A long time ago, we had Will Kirkpatrick and Schweitzer. We talked to you about the ranch stuff.
Yeah, I hadn't run into Schweitzer in a long time. Is he still around?
No, well, I think he retired.
John did, yeah.
Last year, yeah. But every once in a while, we'll see him up here at the lake.
Right.
He still runs up here.
Good guy, man.
But he did retire. Yeah, he was with Lowrance for a long time. I think Snow Bus was with them for over 25 years.
Right.
And now I'm so far behind on some of those electronics now that.
Oh, me too. But really, I don't ever. I don't fish a lot of situations where I need all that imaging and all that. The way I fish, I just want bottom depth and. To know whether it's
water.
Soft or hard bottom, all that.
Yeah, and most of them will show you that just by the whatever color you have it set on.
Right.
Let's say you want yellow or red to show up as your main color, it'll show the thickness and hard bottom versus soft. And I just like to know my water temperature, is my depth, and then I can get over a bunch of fish that'll show up good on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that has to do with the pixels in the screen, and just a lot of people they just don't want to mess with it. That was the biggest problem, is they get out on the water, they want to go fish, but they don't want to mess with their electronics. But since this new stuff came out and this forwarded image and all, you see a lot of people messing with it now.
Oh yeah,
and just about have to, but. It's pretty amazing to sit there and look at the fish up front and turn your trolling motor and follow it, while it's...
Well, that's pretty cool, TV fishing.
Don't make that fish bite, though.
But if I keep my head in the machine all the time instead of reading the water, I'll be in a world of trouble. The way I fish, I read the water. Bait fish activity, slicks, mud puffs, mud boils, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's like... All my guys always say, "Oh, we're still old school," and I say, "Yeah, we're old school." So,
we're dinosaurs, dude.
I feel
all
like
young guys can't wait till we die. Get out of the way. Get these old timers out of here, man. They're in my way.
There's Bob again, dadgummit.
Yeah,
he's here all the time. That's right. As long as I can.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
Well, it's all good, and this is our best time of year coming up, too. At least my opinion, it is.
Yeah, I miss my old trips every year up, to Rayburn with old Will.
Yeah,
He's been gone a while now. I sure miss that old man.
Yeah, he stayed in touch with all that Texas Parks and Wildlife stuff,
oh,
too.
Oh, he did. He was on top of everything. He was a busybody, man. He, electronics, baits, I mean, just, you should have seen his tackle room.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Well, he had that school and stuff up there, too. And he did for Lawrence there for a long time.
Yeah, electronics class, and then he had the, you know, the big bass class, all that. That was, that was a lot of fun. That was cool.
I never made it to it, so. Well, actually, I'm sorry. We were already doing the rant stuff then.
Right.
We'd always see him at the, you know, the boat show, the big one.
Yeah.
You'd always do that one, come over to the Lawrence booth and talk. So that was fun, right, too. I kind of missed some of that.
Me, too. All right, man. Well, I got to run, Bob. Throw them out another web address. Somebody wants to come up to Fayette County.
It's 281-460-9200, FayetteCountyBassFishing.com, or Bob Green Fishing, either one.
You got it, brother.
Y'all have a great weekend coming up.
All right. Go catch a big one.
I'm ready. All right, take care.
Bye. See you, Bob.
Okay.
Folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. And bring your friends, your clients, and let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget, so if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com, and tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:40 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, good morning. What's up?
What's up?
And you in Conroe?
We are, we're headed that way.
Headed that way?
I had to go back. I had a long week. I drive everywhere. I was up here for a couple of days, Conroe, then I came back. Then I went to Matagorda one day, and then last night they had me. I was a guest speaker at a event in Brenham. So I actually drove to Brenham last night and
Good
then drove
Lord.
Back to my house after Brenham and got some junk. And anyway, now I'm headed to Conroe.
Good Lord.
So I've been to Conroe already, I've been to Brenham, I've been to Matagorda, and now I'm headed back to Conroe this week.
Yeah. New trucks are cheap. Wear that one out and get you another one, buddy.
Just give me another one. Yeah, I rack up some miles pretty quick.
I bet you do.
But, yep. That's
probably the only guy I know that drives more than you is Blaine. Did you go away on me? I think we lost old Tommy. Something happened. Or maybe we lost me. Are we good, Jace? Okay. Well, I'm still plugged in. See if Tommy, he must hit a dead spot. I didn't hear it pop off, but anyway. Yeah, he's fishing that big bass tournament this weekend on Conroe. It's an hourly deal. Biggest bass of the hour. You've heard Richard Tosh talking about it. And we get Tommy back. He can elaborate a little bit on it. But, all right, let's try it again, Tommy boy. I don't know what happened.
Hey, I could hear you just fine.
Yeah, well, you went away. We couldn't get you at all.
Man, that's weird. Cause I got
you hit the mute
button
on your phone?
No, I looked at that's the first thing I looked. And I didn't. I don't know what the deal was. I mean, I'm like in Houston, so I should have full signal.
Well, yeah, you 5G's, man.
Yeah, that's what I got. Full bars, 5G.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Well, you got a game plan for this weekend?
I do. I don't know. I don't know if it's a winner or a good one, but I got one.
Yeah.
I got one. So, you know, we caught some pretty good fish, you know, earlier in the week when I was up here.
Right.
We didn't catch a lot of numbers like I was hearing, you know, the last couple of weeks people were catching 50 and 75 fish and everybody was messing them up. But I didn't catch a lot of numbers, but I did catch what we caught were good ones pretty much.
Yeah. All the numbers I was hearing was coming from way up north, you know, Caney Creek and the grass and all that.
No, they just were smaller. A lot of, you know, numbers. They weren't. Yes, that's right. So the ones I did catch a couple of good ones, but I wasn't where the whole bunch of numbers were. I was just, which this tournament, you don't need a number.
Yeah, you numbers know, don't mean anything unless they're all 8 and 9 pounders.
Right, that's right. It doesn't mean nothing in this tournament. So, you know, you can get a check for a 3.5 pounder or 3 pounder sometimes, depending on the hour.
Sure.
Last year I got one for a 2.9. I got a check.
Dang.
You gotta keep up with those updates and, you know, kind of watch it or be lucky a little bit too.
Right.
But anything over 3 is definitely got a potential of getting at least a $100 check.
Right.
You can put them in your live well. You can keep up to 3 fish in your live well. You can weigh them in when you want. So you can kind of.
So you can keep up to 3 fish in the live well then. That's good.
Right. That's right.
That'll help.
And then you can pick and choose when you want to weigh them or what, or if you want to weigh them or any of that.
Right.
So. But the weather's pretty good. You can't ask for much better weather this weekend. So,
no.
Usually, you know, tournaments, it's terrible. So, you know how it is. Very rarely you get good weather in tournaments. Legends kicks off today, too.
Yeah, that's in PA this weekend.
Yeah.
Port of Lances.
That's right. So we've got Bass tournaments, the smaller tournaments, both.
Well, that's tournament a common thing these days. I mean, there's a tournament on every street corner every weekend.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot. I mean, there's Conroe's gotten to be one of the more tournament active lakes in Texas.
I mean, it has. It really has.
Yeah, it's a big tournament lake now.
Yeah.
You know, there's tournaments pretty much every week. I mean, I think they still do the one every Sunday out of Stowaway. So you got that, and then when the Tuesday nighters start, and then you have the big ones on Saturday, sometimes there's 3 a week.
Yeah. It's like Rayburn.
Yeah, it's not as much as Rayburn, but it's definitely getting there.
Yes, no doubt. Yeah.
But there'll be plenty. I don't even know how many boats are in this thing, but last year it was a lot. Yeah, it's in the hundreds.
The water level is going to go up when they launch all those boats.
Yeah. It's in the hundreds for sure.
Yeah.
It's a fun tournament, though. It really is. It's a good deal. Good deal. You can win a lot. I think they give away like 210 checks over 3 days.
Man, that's a lot.
Plus lots of prizes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot. It's a good deal. As far as Matagorda goes, it was kind of slow the last few days.
Yeah.
Like, there was fish caught. Don't get me wrong. People caught fish. But it wasn't just wide open like it was the last warm-up. You know, that last warm-up we had, it was like lights out.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. You know, how after that first bad cold event, the bite was good. And after this one, it's been kind of off, you know.
Yeah. I don't know if Charlie fished yesterday. I didn't talk to him yesterday. But
I think he was. I talked to him yesterday morning. He sounded like he was going fishing.
I know. You know, he did the day or two before, but I think it was just a little bit slower.
Yeah.
There were a few people maybe who caught fish. I saw some redfish. I saw a few redfish pictures, you know, but it didn't. It's ready to break loose, so I bet you the next couple of days it's going to go off.
Yeah, we'll get. get more stability in the weather and the water temps,
yeah,
things will start clicking really good.
Because so. we know they're out there now after that last warm-up.
Sure.
Everybody was smoking them. We were smoking them. You know, so you know they're there now. Just got to get the weather to get a little stable.
That's it. All right, man.
Well, hey, fishing's good. Everything's good.
Send me some big fish pics, man, over the weekend.
Hopefully I can.
with some good money behind them. And somebody wants to get a hold of you, Tommy. Give them some info how they can reach you, buddy.
All right. They can get me on Facebook under Tommy Alexander. Oh, or the phone's always best. If I don't answer, leave a message or text me. 979-709-8242.
All right, Ace. Break a leg, man.
We're going.
All right. Later.
Later.
All right. That's Tommy Alexander. Now let's go down to South Padre, check in with Captain Brian Barrera. Hey, Brian, good morning. How are you, man?
Morning, sir. How you doing today?
Oh, it's all good.
All right. Yeah, I'm just getting up, moving around.
Yeah.
Got a trip today around 7:30, and we're going to run out and do a bunch of few stuff. They just brought in a big new aircraft carrier. I think it was like the JFK.
Wow.
JFK aircraft carrier. And there's a ton of people that are interested in seeing it. And my client wants to go try to catch a few fish and then go check that out for a little while and then catch a few more fish and then head on in early. So it should be
a bit of an easy day.
Oh, yeah. It's a mega ship. It's one of those mega aircraft carriers.
Maybe you can catch a snook as big as that aircraft carrier this morning.
I wish.
That'd be cool.
I know there's some big fish hanging around it already, so we'll see. Maybe there's something sitting next to it, but you don't want to get too close. They're cutting and tearing it apart already.
Yeah.
But it'll be a cool sight to see, you know. We've been doing a lot of fishing lately. I think I had maybe one or two days off last week because we got canceled. Actually, no, it was, let me see, I had Wednesday this week off because of weather. We got blown out of the water and my guys just didn't really want to make it down for the miserable wind, but we've still been fishing every other day and we've been doing pretty good. I've been catching some mixed bags, been doing a little bit of sheep's head fishing. Sheep's head season is happening. It's kind of like I told you the other day, so I went out and did my first sheep's head trip this week and tore them up probably two separate times. We caught them, and then day one, after going to catch some sheep's head with my clients, we went up north to the flats, and we caught some black drum and stuff like that, and let me see what else. One redfish and a couple of trout made it in, came in quick and early, so that was a nice day. And then day two, we went up to the ship channel afterwards, caught a few snook, a mangrove snapper, a black drum, and a nice flounder. So last two trips have been pretty good, except up until yesterday. We went out yesterday morning. I've been doing way better in the afternoons.
Yeah.
But my gentleman wanted to go out in the morning yesterday, and because he had a plumber come in or something at a certain time, and he had to take care of some business. So we went out there, and boy, I knew I called it. It was a tough morning. We were at the bottom of the, you know, we showed up with probably the last 30 minutes of the outgoing tide, and then it was just slack for quite some time. The tide barely started coming in by the time we had to come in, and it was just a tough day yesterday. But you have them, you know how it goes. But we only fished for like 3 hours, you know. We caught a few fish.
Well,
we survived.
Well, that's good to hear. I think my buddy Blaine and his friend Brian are going to come down and fish with you here in a week or two.
Yeah, I think I got them like early March, I think, or second week of March.
Yeah, they wanted me to come, but I couldn't get loose to come with them. That's a shame.
Yeah, too bad. Well, hopefully we get on some good ones.
Oh, I'm sure you will. They're fired up. They're ready to catch a snook.
That's great. Yeah, I know they're there, too. I mean, they've been getting a little feisty lately. Before we had this last little cold snap, I was doing really good, you know, 20, 25 fish a day. And then that cold snap hit, and the water temperature's just a little bit cold still right now, but I think these fish can get happy again in the next couple of days, as long as
right.
I mean, we were supposed to be getting a little front yesterday, but it's really just like a north wind, really, you know, rather than a big cold front. But there's supposed to be some kind of cold coming in. Is it today or?
No, that's
this evening, or is it not going to make it all the way down?
No, that's the one we got yesterday. It may not even push through your area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got like north winds, but like 5 to 10.
Yeah, that's the same up here. We got a north wind at about 3 to 5, maybe 8, some places. Mm-hmm. But it's supposed to kind of swing north northeast later today, but not hard. It's real nice.
It might just be coming. There might just be a light at the end of the tunnel here.
Just might be.
With all these fronts we've been happening, we might be nearing the end, it seems like.
Well, we need spring to sprung.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. But it seemed to be lasting, so I feel like this sheepshead thing that the people like to do here, that's probably going to last quite a while, a little bit longer. Usually it's done by the end of March.
Yeah. Yeah, yours is kind of tapering off when ours is going nuts up here. Ours kicks in later than yours does. No sheephead run.
Yeah.
Sheep season, it's always a baby. Blast.
Convict season.
That's it. Got to get them sheep.
We're going to continue, you know, Chase. I'm about to start getting a lot harder into, you know, redfish. I don't have that many sheephead trips booked this year, so I got a lot of big trout trips for March. Some wade fishing trips and a lot of bay fishing and some more snook fishing. And then May and June, I really just do a lot of flats fishing in Maine, usually April, May. I mean, and then June, I'll start slowly transitioning back into jetty fishing and starting to look for tarpon and stuff like that.
Right. Well,
that can't come soon enough for me. Yes, sir. I can't wait for tarpon season to come around. I'm just counting the days.
I know. It's kind of like being a tarpon fisherman's kind of like being a deer hunter. It's seasonal. You just got to wait.
Exactly.
Wait all year for about 3 months of good opportunity. All right, Brian. Well, hey, man, good luck with your trip today. And somebody wants to come down, get with you or one of your guides that works with you. How do they get a hold of you?
Sure thing. Fastest way would be a direct call or text, area code 956-755-9413, or you can visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
You got it, man. Brian, have a good day. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
See you, man. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, helped my asthma acts up. I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.